Why did you all decide to begin Breakfast All Day Collective?
So we started Breakfast All Day Collective as kind of like an unintended byproduct of being really strong supporters of participants and ultimately contributing in this like local underground DIY house show culture that exists here in this community, but also like in many communities like all over the world. We decided to open up our home when we shared a home together a few years back in Northtown, Arcata. And we said, oh, well, we'll have events here and we'll open it up to really calm spoken word poets or like chamber orchestras or things like that. And it just kind of like spiraled out from there.
And you did that because there wasn't a space currently in Arcata for that sort of stuff?
Yeah, a lot of what we did at the beginning was filling kind of a void of above ground spaces for a lot of that to exist. And house shows aren't anything new. What we were doing wasn't anything new. But creating Breakfast All Day Collective was a way to attempt to legitimize a lot of time that we were putting into this, that everyone that is doing house shows, especially wanting for it to be a welcoming and safe environment for everyone, to do that takes a lot of time and effort. And we wanted to kind of put a name to what we were trying to do and to make it not just me and Alex. And by creating a name, it opened it up to other people wanting to get involved that were outside of us.
How many years has Breakfast All Day Collective been?
It's been more than 3.5, and we're creeping up on 4 right now. And I would add on to what Zev was saying is that at the time that Breakfast All Day Collective, those words were uttered in that order, there were already a few key players besides the two of us that were consistently involved in helping us to get things together. And so everything from emailing back and forth with different people and trying to communicate with folks that are not in the same geographic location as you, and to setting up and loading in. When we first started, we didn't have like a PA of our own, so we would borrow one of our friends who was also a local artist and musician in the area, and now works doing similar kind of event organizing, DIY, all ages event organizing at their home in Olympia, our friend Matt Summers. But Breakfast All Day Collective kind of was putting like a name on something that was already happening as a way to legitimize it to folks on the outside when we're dealing with like third party folks like booking agents or tour managing people. It's one thing to just get like an email from my private email or Zev or whomever, but then, well, who are we really? Well, we're this group of people and we are kind of organized, especially back then we were kind of organized. I think now we've come a long ways from just like the two of us sitting at the breakfast table and like talking about what things we wanted to do.
So that's how you got the name Breakfast All Day Collective.
No, we got it because one of the earliest bigger tours that came through our house, it was Julie Byrne and C.S. Luxem. They were doing a summer tour, and their tour was called Breakfast All Day. And so we just slapped Collective on there, and it stuck, and people seemed to enjoy it. And I think it both helped create this idea of welcoming, this idea of radical organizing with the word collective, and then also created this lightheartedness with all those words together that I think allows for people to understand a little better of who we are and what we're trying to do.
Can you explain, for those who might not be aware, as to the importance of having an all-ages safe space for people to go to?
So we always say we're trying to actively work to create safer spaces because no space is ever safe.
Can you explain that?
I think that taking a step back and looking at like the greater picture right now, I think that we can all agree that seemingly overnight, a lot of things changed a couple of weeks ago with the election results, but really nothing has changed. Any space can be made unsafe by the actions of one or a few individuals, and that can happen really quickly. But what we can do is take a lot of preventative actions and put a lot of intention and energy into working to make sure, to the best of our ability, that those things don't happen. So things like stressing the importance of consent and communication, and maybe like not using hate speech or like slurs or things like that, and generally trying to promote a culture of inclusivity and trying to like broach conversations surrounding things like, I know these are like really, they really shouldn't be, but like hot button issues like power and privilege and intersectionality and things like class and race and ethnicity and how we all carry our own identities into places, no matter what it is. Even if we're going to some, you know, indie rock show, it doesn't matter, because you don't stop being who you are when you walk into a room. And sometimes some people are targeted based on who they are, regardless of where they are. They could be at the supermarket, they could be at a DIY underground house show, they could be in their classroom. And so we want to acknowledge that. We want to acknowledge that no matter where we are, none of us are really safe, but we can actively do things as individuals and as a community and in a group social setting to promote a culture of tolerance, acceptance, understanding, and compassion. And I think the arts lend themselves to that inherently.
And I really think that more spaces should be like that.
And a part of a safer, inclusive space for us is all ages, and to not put barriers of an age for people to experience arts and music. That's never really made sense to pretty much any of us in that want to get involved in this collective. Frankly, 21 and up music environments generally happen because alcohol sales can keep the doors open, and just going past that barrier, it's a huge undertaking. But we definitely believe that there are so many people in this community that aren't able to go out and just see music, that to just have that barrier exist, that it doesn't need to happen in every space. And right now in the area there are very few places that exist for routine arts and music events that are open to everyone. And I don't know very many of the high school students in the area, but I definitely know that there's not very many environments that they can feel okay to spend their time. It's wonderful to go to shows at Blondie's to see a room full of high school kids having fun. And that's pretty much the only space that you see that has youth represented.
And these sorts of spaces for youth, I know that whenever I was growing up, I needed this.
I mean, yeah, sure. I definitely grew up going to all ages shows at, you know, legitimate all ages spaces. So what comes to mind is like the Showcase Theater that I grew up going to in Southern California, just like off the top of my head. And there was, you know, multiple shows happening in a week. They were always all ages, and they had like a cute little snack bar where you could get, you know, chips or soda or you know, whatever. But it was a place for me as a young adult person, where I felt like, you know, I could just go over there and, you know, full disclosure, like I didn't have a lot of great parental supervision, but that was a place where I could go and be amongst my peers and have like something to do. Like I wasn't just gonna sit around at home by myself, like wishing I was someplace else. I could participate in like this group artistic activity. And it was really inspiring.
Why is it important for you all to get this this building that you're trying to fundraise for? What will this allow you to do?
Well, it'll allow us to be much more open with all the stuff that we're doing. Having events in houses is kind of a gray area. And we definitely understand that many youth wouldn't be allowed to go into houses for shows, or maybe don't know about them happening. So visibility is a really big one. Longevity of guaranteeing that we can keep this space open for a long time to have involvement in the community and have people that grew up going to placebo shows in Eureka. That's a huge aspect of their like teenage years, and really was a major thing for them. And having a space like that, having the ability to provide low-cost rent for events, allowing for shows to happen and not be a huge expenditure for someone wanting to put on a show or a class or a workshop or whatever. We want to open up the space for really everything and anything. And there right now aren't very many places to just host a meeting, or we're really looking forward to being able to do benefit shows and just anything that we can possibly do in the space.
And right now, as of Monday afternoon, I looked at the Indiegogo page that you all have set up, and you have about $3,000 of the $15,000 that you're trying to raise?
Yeah, that's correct. So $3,000 is great. We were hoping for that $15,000. We have about 2 weeks left on our Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign for the All Ages Arcata project, which is what we're calling this space that we want to create, this physical space that we want to create. Is the working title has been the All Ages Arcata Project. And really, like, every little bit helps. Every $5 donation, every $10 donation, every $500 donation, it's really humbling, and I feel so grateful that people have trusted us with their own money, because they believe in the same things that we believe in. They believe in the transformative power of arts and community. And yeah, safer spaces don't necessarily mean like incubators for bad art necessarily. It just means that it's a space where you can be, you know, relatively assured of your personal well-being going out to an event. And I think that a lot of folks can identify with that. And maybe there are some folks that can't, but it doesn't mean that those aren't very real concerns for a large number of people. And I think collectively, all of us with Breakfast All Day Collective and all of us involved in this, want to ensure that, you know, we can have spaces that are inspiring and uplifting and build bridges of community and understanding now more than ever is so critical, is so important, especially with our youth.
And with that money that you're raising, what do you hope to do with it? Of course, make a down payment and make rent payments, but what else would you use it for?
We would use it for pretty much any renovation needed to get soundproofing and sound up to what we would like it to be, and really put that money for the future of the space, for it to last a long time. We know that all ages is a really difficult path to take with a community space of any kind, especially in regards to music events or art events. And being able to have a little bit of pocket of money to go into when we have to get paint or, you know, any of the multitude of expenses that we're going to have to do, permit costs, and it's pretty endless. And we want to, right off the bat, be able to provide low-cost events. For all of the shows, it's pretty much between $5 and $10 for everything. We want to make it affordable for everyone.
You all also have an event coming up, a fundraiser coming up on Friday, December 9th, on over at the Minor Theater. It's going to be during the screening of Torrey Pines, which is happening during Arts Arcata.
Yeah, the Breakfast All Day Collective is really delighted to be working in collaboration with the newly reopened Minor Theater to be bringing a new independent stop-motion animated film called Torrey Pines, which is created and directed by a wonderful friend of ours, Clyde Peterson, who is also a very accomplished musician, and that's how we know them, is we booked a show with them a couple of years ago with their band Your Heart Breaks, and you know, since then they've been working really steadily on this film. It's been very well reviewed and very well received. It's won a few awards, to my understanding, and I'm really excited to see it. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm really excited to see it when it comes out. And so the film screening is just like what it sounds like. You can buy a ticket at the Minor. There's also going to be advanced tickets available online soon, is my understanding. And then the fundraiser part, so your tickets go towards the Minor and, you know, the filmmaker. But the fundraiser part is we'll be having a silent auction with donated goods from local businesses that we've gone and supported and admired over the years, and that have in turn supported us as we're venturing into this new chapter of Breakfast All Day Collective. So come by and check out a really great new movie and bid on a cool basket.
And you're still looking for donations too?
Yeah, we're still looking donations for any kind for this silent auction. And a little bit more about the film. It's going to be a live score film with 3 to 4 band members, including Clyde Peterson, who the director of the film. And it's a U.S. tour that they've been on for the last 2 months or so, in every single town, setting up their PA and playing along to the feature-length film. And opening the event is a new film by Violet Crabtree, who's a part of a local live performance storytelling group, The Comic Strip, and she's screening her newly finished film as well.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Well, people should come on out to this. This is going to be happening on the Friday of Arts Arcata, so that's 2 Fridays from now on over at the Minor Theater.
It starts at 9:30, and all the baskets, the silent auction, is going to be right up front along with the band and all of their amazing merchandise, including like a towel that they made for Torrey Pines and really incredible stuff. And so we're going to have all the silent auction baskets right up front on the big stage. And
yeah. We strongly recommend you getting there a little bit early to check out some of the merchandise from the artists, the filmmakers of Torrey Pines, and also to look at these amazing baskets. Because once those lights dim and the film starts and the band starts playing, I guarantee that it's going to be like nothing you've ever seen before. I guarantee that it'll be a great time.
It's a fabulous idea for a fundraiser for the space.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about it. And it's just, someone was like, oh, well, you should have a silent auction. And we were like, that's a really good idea. So, and that's what, you know, DIY culture, we say DIT, which is doing it together, as opposed to doing it yourself, because it's really hard to do something by yourself. It's a lot easier when you call in other people for help.
Well, I like that. That's awesome. If somebody wants to donate something,
yeah,
how do they get in touch with you?
Okay. If someone wants to donate anything, they can email us at breakfastalldaycollective@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook/breakfastalldaycollective. We're on Tumblr, Instagram, and our Indiegogo campaign is All Ages Arcata Project. And those are all the multitude of ways that people can get in contact.
Awesome. It's good to be everywhere.
Yeah.
There's going to be some good stuff in those baskets. I've been looking at some of the prizes, the gift basket donation items, and I'm like, I might donate.
What sort of stuff do you have so far?
Ooh, I'm so glad you asked. So far, we have been very lucky to receive donations from a few businesses, including, but not limited to, Wildflower Cafe. So if you want to go on a snazzy date by yourself or with a loved one, there's going to be some Wildflower Cafe gift certificates in there. There's a sweet little package bundle from Northtown Coffee that includes a stainless steel reusable thermos. There's also a Doctor Who themed artist's puzzle coloring package that was put together by
the
Arcata Art Center. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Among other things.
This whole thing, All Ages Arcata, has been really almost 4 years in the making. I think for a lot of us, even longer in regards to dreaming about something like this. And over the last 2 years, we've really spent a lot of time searching for a space that would work for us. We're a Dreammaker project of the Ink People Center of the Arts in Eureka, and they've been a huge supporter of us and guiding us through some of this process. And we've slowly been collecting funds and fundraising and building this volunteer network and wider network to get to the point that we're at now. And we're really grateful to be at that point.
And I hope you get the space, and then you'll be at an even better point.
Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe the next time we talk to you, maybe the next time we do an interview, it could be at the new space. And, you know, it would be great.